A return to the Snyderverse, more Marvel delays, and Shazam 2. We're talking all this and more on this week's show. I'm your host, Nick.
And I'm Anthony.
And welcome to That Superhero Thing.
Shazam!
I didn't think it happened until it happened.
It didn't sound as loud in my head.
I would have laughed more, but it took me a little bit by surprise. I was like, "Oh, he's gone all in on this."
I need to get my acting credits up because my sister's now taking over me, hasn't she?
Oh yeah. Are we recording?
Are we recording?
I know we're recording, but I didn't know this was going to be the episode. I feel like we should do like a welcome back. Welcome back. As you can tell, we're just as disorganised as usual. So Anthony's been dying to tell me this in the car all the way home. He's been dying to tell me this. His sister's more famous than him now. Go on.
So basically, my sister works in Leeside Castle.
Yeah.
And
for anybody not in the world, won't have a clue where that is.
No,
it's a castle, and it's in Leeside.
It's like a castle that's used like a fancy hotel for like wedding venues and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they're filming a Netflix short film, I think it is.
Okay.
And they just turned around to my sister while she was working and was like, "Do you want to be an extra?"
It's all right, isn't it?
And she was like, "Hell yeah!"
Right place, right time.
And then she sent us a photo of her sitting at this table having a meal with like a proper film studio camera like next to her.
Yeah.
And she was just like, "So I'm in a movie, guys."
That's amazing.
And I thought she'd just sent it to me, right. And I thought she was rubbing it in again. So I just put a load of laughing emojis and just wrote "bell end," and then realised
it was the family group.
Oh, no. So like.
So now you just come across as jealous.
So then I sent a voice note going, "I'm very sorry, Mum. I'm very sorry, Uncle."
You're just jealous, basically.
And then my other sister commented and went, "Oh, here we go. True colours are shining. Not so much the golden balls of the family, are we?"
Embarrassed. You should get your job in the Netflix show.
I know, right?
What's it about?
Don't know.
A hotel.
Castle.
A hotel. In Leeside. Anyway,
this is where you'll find out I'll get the role of the corpse because it's a murder mystery.
At least you're in it. At least you're in it. You'll get your name on IMDb. You'll be in it. You'll be fine. Anyway, yeah, we are back. We've had a bit of a break.
It
feels weird being back.
It does.
It does, but it's good.
Yeah.
Good weird.
Feels like we've only just done it, but it also feels like a million years ago.
Yeah, now that we're actually going, it doesn't feel like we've been away.
No.
But we're going to try and figure it out. We're going to try and keep to the plan, which is not sticking to the plan if we go by any other episode that we've ever done. Anyway, on this week's show, we're going to break down all the biggest comic book movie news, including Zack Snyder breaking Twitter. For some reason, my note is auto-corrected to Zachary Snyder. Very, very official.
You sent that to me and I was like, "Why are you calling him Zachary?"
Zachary Snyder. And we're talking about more potential Marvel delays as well. We're then going to give you our full review of Shazam Fury of the Gods before listening to your thoughts and theories in this week's Podfans Assemble. This is also your spoiler warning. There will be spoilers and speculation throughout the episode. Finally, if you want to skip ahead to the Shazam review or to Podfans Assemble, then we'll put timestamps in the description, as we always do. So news then. Should we start with some DC news? Because it's a DC movie week, isn't it?
Yeah, let's.
We normally start with Marvel, but we'll start with DC.
Yeah.
So, everything's defaulted to Zachary Snyder. Mr. Zachary Snyder, I don't know his middle name. He almost broke Twitter this week. He dropped a very cryptic teaser on Wednesday morning. I sent it through to you. It was basically a bit of a CG something, followed by the voice of Darkseid saying to save the date for April 28th, 29th, and 30th. This obviously sent Snyder bots and Snyder fans into a proper meltdown.
How funny would it be if it was just a coming out video?
I want it to be that now more than I want it to be a re-release of all the DC, a new way of going with the DC. So that's what most people thought it was. They thought it was going to be, or hoped, shall we say, it was going to be some sort of continuation of the Snyder.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's not. He's since tweeted again with an image of Henry Cavill, and it looks to point that it's basically just going to be a re-release of Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Zack Snyder's Justice League. It's not going to be the Whedon version, is it? Although that'd be good.
Oh my god, it's the most re-release fucking.
I don't get why we're re-releasing it. To be perfectly honest, I mean, it's not been confirmed that. That's not 100% confirmed. Obviously, we'll let you know when it does get confirmed.
Yeah.
But I don't really get why we need the re-release.
No, it makes no sense to me.
I don't get it. Is it just to keep proper Snyder fans happy?
I mean, they can just watch the film whenever.
I know, yeah.
It's if they're like getting a bit nostalgic and sad.
HBO Max.
If someone's crying in front of their Zachary Snyder
Mr. Zachary Snyder poster.
Then they can just put the film on. You don't need to do another re-release.
No, I don't get it. It's just like another...
Chill out, man.
It's just... Maybe just more money?
I'm just really bored of it now. Cinema? Do you know what I mean?
Do you not want, though? I mean, right, let's say that it was going
to
be...
I would love the story to be finished. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to know where it was going. Because it seemed to me like, although it was a very, very slow starter, the potential that was going to come off the back of it was going to be quite rewarding. So I'd have been intrigued to see where it went. But if it's just another, let's re-release these films that... I've already been out for ages.
Yeah.
Again.
I know what you mean.
I just can't be asked.
And now that we won't go into spoilers yet for Shazam, but I'm still not seeing how they're going to separate it into this new DCU.
No.
It's not glaringly obvious.
No.
At the moment, apart from the worm, but we'll get to that. We haven't talked about this in the car, but we'll get to that. But yeah, I mean, I want to see the continuation of the story as well. I want to know where it was supposed to go. But
yeah.
I feel like there was a lot more to it. So I think if they were going to do it, they need to wrap it up in like one or two projects.
Yeah.
You can't have it going on for another 10 years.
Yeah, my own concern was it seemed like it was going to get very complicated very quickly.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. But I still want to know how it's going to end.
Yeah. So,
but it's never going to happen. We're going on to this now, and then something could go wrong with the new DCU somewhere.
But on
the
upside, it means no more Jared Leto Joker.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen, is it? There's no way we're getting him back.
No.
Sticking with DC then, we've had some big news on the new Superman Legacy movie that's going to be kicking off the new and improved DCU in 2025. So we already knew that James Gunn was going to be writing the movie, but it's now been confirmed that he's also going to be in the director's chair for the reboot as well. Have you seen this, yeah? So he took to Twitter earlier the week to confirm it and let the fans know that the release date, July 11th, he put this big tweet out that it's actually his late dad's birthday.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's quite nice, but apparently he didn't realise that. It just so happened that it's fallen on his dad's birthday. So, but it's nice though, isn't it? It's a story to it, I suppose.
Less, it's my mum's birthday that
on July the 11th.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. You're gonna go to the pictures. You're gonna get pictures with your mum to watch Superman Legacy.
Mabes.
What do you think of a James Gunn directed Superman movie? Can't get any further away than a Zack Snyder movie, can it?
No. But I don't think he's going to go down his traditional James Gunn route.
Have you ever seen James Gunn not go down his traditional James Gunn route?
No, but I think he'll do it.
Do you?
Yeah. I think he needs to.
I think it'll be more like Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
No, in the way that it's not going to be in any way, shape or form R-rated.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You think of James Gunn and you think of a maturer audience, don't you, at the end of the day. But Guardians has managed to do it. And keep it as family friendly as possible. So I think it'll go that way. But I can't see James Gunn not doing something that's a comedy at heart.
No, I know. And that's the thing. Superman's not a comedy.
No, I know it's not. But it should be a lot more lighthearted than Snyder made it. Mr. Zachary Snyder.
Yeah.
Because it was too heavy.
Yeah.
It was a different take on it, I suppose.
Batman is heavy. Is a heavy storyline. Heavy works with that one.
Mm.
Like, stick with the dark notes on that, because that's brilliant.
But how do you make that work in the same universe?
Just put a fucking cloud over Gotham.
Do you know, it's hard to do, isn't it? And maybe that's why they've struggled so much, because you can do a fairly dark
Superman without it being heavy.
Yeah, but I think I don't necessarily think you need Batman to go that dark either. Particularly,
you don't need
it,
but it's good.
It is, but I think if they're going to keep the Robert Pattinson version of Batman as well as DC Elseworlds, that's your opportunity to make it really, really dark and really gritty.
Yeah.
And now for DCU, with obviously Damian Wayne coming in as Robin, he's a very violent character. He's a trained assassin. He's like 10 or something like that. So, but that for me is perfect James Gunn. Like, a kid assassin is just got James Gunn written all over it.
Yeah.
And a comedy at the same time, and a lighter tone for Batman.
Yeah.
So I think that's going in the right direction. I just can't picture what a James Gunn Superman movie would be. But to be fair, most of the things he's done have been absolutely spot on. Peacemaker, brilliant. The Suicide Squad, fantastic. Guardians as well, absolutely amazing. So
yeah,
I have got faith in it, but yeah, fingers crossed. It'll be interesting to start seeing casting decisions and stuff like that. Yeah. Apparently they've got somebody in mind for it, but they've not announced who it is. That'd be good. That would be proper James
Gunn. Still, if anybody hasn't seen it, Jack Black doing a video about him being cast by James Gunn as Superman amazing. Is the funniest thing on the planet.
It is quality.
If you haven't seen it, go and look out for it, because I was just howling.
If anybody else was writing and directing it, though, it would just seem stupid. But there's a little bit of something in the back of my mind. He'd be amazing. An old Superman telling the story of when he was
a kind of want
Superman.
Him sitting on a cliff with his kid so going, good. One day, son, all this will be yours.
Be so good. I'd buy that. Completely buy that. Should we do some Marvel news?
Yeah.
So, delays, potential delays. So it's no secret that Marvel have delayed quite a few projects in this new focus on quality over quantity, which is good, to be
fair.
Yes,
100%.
And pretty much a lot of the projects that have been expected for this year, that we were talking about last year, don't now seem to be coming out. So like Echo, we all thought was going to be this year. Agatha, Coven of Chaos,
I think there's only two left, isn't it? There is going ahead.
Two or three. I think it's been expected that it's Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Loki season 2 and What If, because that was scheduled for early 2023,
but it's not really been mentioned, has it?
It's so not been mentioned much. No,
to me that means it might be coming out at the same time, but just not
being seen in that sort of light a mainstream thing,
maybe, because the idea is that it hasn't been canon and what they've been talking about is phases,
maybe.
So maybe because What If sits out a little bit outside of it, it's just
you can get away with it, like the Iron Groot shorts and stuff like that. It's Marvel, but it's not canon, sort of thing. What If sits perfectly with that. But until now, the Disney Plus landing page for Loki has said that it was coming summer 2023, and the Disney Plus landing page for What If has said it was coming early 2023. Up until this week, they now just say coming soon. So there's no 2023 dates for either of them, even Loki. That could just be them maybe shuffling things around for the year in general, but after what's changed, like the Marvels has been pushed back twice now, I think it's not a great sign, is it? But I think they need to have more than one project coming out this year for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Or do they?
Well, I don't know, because again, it's that whole Christmas thing, isn't it? If it's Christmas every day, it doesn't feel like Christmas anymore.
And I feel like
like if we have like a bit of a break from it, it'll build up excitement to what's coming next again.
And slow down the superhero movie / TV show fatigue that I think is setting in with a lot of people, with like the reviews for like Ant-Man Quantumania, even the reviews for Shazam 2 haven't been particularly good. But yeah, I do wonder whether they're just going to set things back. I also wonder whether they're maybe having to delay things because they're rewriting things a little bit and changing the story.
I think they are rewriting stuff a little bit quicker than they have done. There's been suggestions that the Marvels got pushed back this time around because it didn't farewell on the test screenings.
Well, they need, if that is the case, I've heard that
the feedback was quite poor, and
if that's the case, then it's a good thing that they've
agree.
We're Marvel, we can just throw out anything pay for it. It's good that
they're
starting to look at
quality.
Think
it was down to the wrong Bob.
Instead of Iger,
get it out.
Yeah. Where sounds like Anthony's Tuesday night.
That's why he really got sacked.
No, but yeah, there's clearly a lot going on in the background at Marvel that they're not telling us everything about, which I'm absolutely fine with, but they need to change something.
Yeah.
Maybe not this next thing. So let's talk Mephisto. So there's been rumors for a while now that Sacha Baron Cohen is going to be taking on the role of Mephisto.
Yeah.
And showing up in Ironheart and or Agatha. I'm still not loving the idea, but we'll come back to that in a second. So a new rumor from Jeff Snyder says that he's actually going to be appearing in his very own special presentation. And it's like Werewolf by Night, and it's already started filming.
So
he reckons that it's actually filming on the set of Agatha Coven of Chaos as we speak, which would make sense if he's going to appear in it, and maybe they're using like a bit of a set, you know, a flashback sort of set for like how he sort of, I was going to say groomed Agatha, but that's really dark. You know what I mean? Trained her up to be a witch. Let's stick with that and go off that sort of thing.
She is my sister.
Yeah. But see, because I'm sitting here, my first reaction is, how can they be filming it if we've not even announced Sacha Baron Cohen's got the job and he's actually appearing in it? But we were sat here like August last year going, Werewolf by Night's not a thing because we've not heard anything. It's not. And all you people saying it's been filmed and it's nearly wrapped and stuff like that, you must be wrong. And then like 3 days before Halloween, they were like, this thing's coming out like tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? So they can just drop it. So it does make sense. It would make sense to be Halloween this year for the Halloween special presentation. But yeah, I'm still not loving the idea of Sacha Baron Cohen as Mephisto. I feel like we've talked about it a lot.
I feel
already.
Like I'm at a point now where I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting to a point where I don't care.
I think there's so many people who are thinking all he can do is Borat. And it, no, he's a lot better than he's given credit for, I think.
I think he's a lot better than he's given credit for. I think Sacha Baron Cohen, I can't even say his name, Mr. Sacha Baron Cohen could do a really good job of Mephisto.
Yeah.
I just don't think, and maybe things will have changed with this whole quality over quantity thing.
Yeah.
But the Marvel who released She-Hulk and to a degree Ant-Man Quantumania, as much as it was fun, it was a bit of a mess. I think that Marvel will just put devil horns on Borat and go, there we go. That's easy. And they'll just throw that out. And I'm hoping they'll change it.
I don't think Sacha Baron Cohen will be down with that.
Maybe.
I don't think he will.
Mainstream stuff, does he, to be fair?
No. But the stuff he has done has been quite different. Mm-hmm. Because he obviously did that. He did that series, didn't he?
Which
Not
one?
Too long ago. I can't remember what it was called. It was a political one, though.
Okay. Missed that.
And then he was also in Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, I know, but Sweeney Todd was a little bit silly.
But
I know it's a dark story, but it's a musical and it's a bit silly at the same time.
But not like
not stupid boring.
Yeah. It wasn't anywhere. Actually, he was quite
darker.
Menacing.
Yeah,
like because he was.
And again, I'm not saying he can't do it. I think he can do it. He could play the role really, really well.
Yeah.
It's not what I wanted in Mephisto, and I don't know what it was I wanted in Mephisto, maybe Nick Cage. But I just didn't want, that's not what I thought of. And when I think of Sacha Baron Cohen, I go straight to Borat. And I think Marvel will go straight to Borat as well. And I'm hoping, I'm really, really hoping I'm wrong. But yeah.
I don't think they're going to do Borat.
Fingers crossed.
And if they do, I'll walk over to Hollywood. And I'll slap a few people in the face.
Kevin Feige, sort your shit out.
Yeah.
You need speaking to.
Oi! Rhymes with beige! Get over here!
Exactly. Exactly. That's us for news, though. So should we talk about Shazam? Fucking hell, you can tell it's been a while since we've done this, haven't you? Should we talk about Shazam?
Yes.
We're not going to do, let's not do non-spoilers. So, again, we've already done a spoiler warning.
I really enjoyed it. There we go. There's our non-spoiler.
There you go. That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back. We'll see you in 3 months. Go on then. What did you think? I've got a few opinions on it. We've not talked about this yet.
Okay.
Literally, we said nothing. We said things in the car, but it wasn't comic book related. It was just slagging people off. And it's Paddy's day, so why don't you kept saying potato?
Potato.
Exactly. Go on. What did you think?
It was silly.
Yeah.
Because it's Shazam.
Yeah.
And we knew that we were getting that from the first film.
Yes.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I did.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
And there was so much stupid stuff going on, but I was like, I'm okay with it.
Taste the rainbow, motherfucker. I'm putting that on a t-shirt. I'm putting that on a t-shirt.
So funny.
It was so good. I was crying. It was amazing. I think we'll go into detail with it, but if I was just giving it a verdict, I'd have to look at it, and I know it sounds like I'm being picky, I'd have to sort of rate it in two different ways. Was it a good film?
No.
No.
It wasn't.
It wasn't great. It wasn't bad.
No.
But it wasn't, I don't even think I'd put it as far as it was good. It was a bit, like, it was stupid. It was a bit,
Can I put it this way? I wasn't gripped.
No.
At any point.
Last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Not last couple of minutes. The final fight.
Yeah.
In the dome. Yeah. That was good.
But I was enjoying it. Like, so I wasn't like, oh my God, on the edge of my seat with it, like the whole time or anything like that. No. Where you get that with a lot of superhero movies, but I really enjoyed everything that I saw.
Exactly. That's it. So if I'm rating it on a how good a quality of a movie it wasn't great. If I'm rating it on how much I enjoyed it, I really, really had a good time. Yeah. It was just a laugh. It didn't take itself seriously at all, which was probably a little bit of one of its downfalls. It didn't feel like really at any point there was any sort of massive like world ending issue.
Can I nitpick the one thing that really... I don't think anyone would even necessarily pick this up, and you'll go to me, I didn't even think about this.
Go on. I bet I did.
Billy as Billy.
Yeah.
Was a kid acting like an adult.
Hang on.
But then when he shazammed into Zachary... What's his face?
Zachary Levi.
Levi.
Yeah.
He was an adult acting like a kid.
No, I know, but that was exactly the same in the first one.
But I didn't notice it so much in the first one. And I don't know whether it's because he's a bit older now, maybe.
Potentially, yeah.
But, like...
You're saying that the guy who played... The kid who plays Billy is more mature than Zachary Levi.
Yeah! Because Zachary Levi, like, he comes in, he's like, Asher, so what's going on, fam? And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then as the kid, like... The kid didn't have that vocabulary.
Because the kid is a real kid. It's like Zachary Levi. Somebody said to Zachary Levi, play a kid. And Zachary Levi's not had any interaction with children for 20 years. So he thinks kids talk about fam, and his entire experience is just what kids say on TikTok.
Yeah, I just...
It was over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
All of them were.
If the kids had behaved in the same way, then I'd have got it and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that they didn't, so it was such a contradiction between the two of them.
It was.
He was changing.
It was
and
jarring,
that's the only
the
thing,
difference.
Yeah.
The difference in
like,
personality.
It was enough that I picked up on it and was like, I'm not really believing it so much now. Yeah.
But you weren't supposed to believe it, were you?
No,
there were dragons, there were unicorns eating Skittles.
I fucking love that dragon, by the way.
The dragon
just
was
so
good.
We know.
No, it was good. I said, none of it was good.
No.
None of it was good. It was just extremely...
Why was a dragon made out of wood?
I don't know. It was a design flaw, like you said.
I really didn't get that.
I didn't get it either. But I said, I think my biggest issue with it, probably not that...
It blew fire.
I get that. I know,
blue flyer,
I can't talk, it's late, it's like nearly midnight.
It was blue flyer.
Because you come straight from the cinema. I'm tired, it's been months, but yeah, we're back on it. It didn't make sense.
No.
But again, at least they made a point of it, the fact that it didn't make sense. It was just very fantastical.
Do you know what I loved? Helen Mirren treated that like it was going to be her next Oscar.
Yeah, Helen Mirren absolutely nailed
it. It was like Michael Caine in Muppet Christmas Carol. Do you know what I mean?
It's so good as well. Not because of how the movie is. I mean, like, that link is just absolutely perfect. What am I doing in this film?
Like, but that's how it came across, totally.
Who did I owe a favour to? Seriously, why am I in Shazam? Getting killed by a dragon, spoilers.
I was kind of expecting it.
Yeah, she did better than I thought she would. I thought she was probably going to phone it in.
Yeah.
And to be fair, nobody phoned it in.
No.
Everybody
Lucy
in this,
Liu.
Lucy Liu was all over it.
I haven't seen her in years. I haven't seen her since Charlie's Angels, I don't think.
To be fair, when I looked at it and thought Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu,
yeah,
like months ago, I was like, what are they doing in this? And even up until watching it, even the first time you saw them both at the museum, I was like, what are they doing?
But that reveal was brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't expecting it to be them.
No, I thought it was going to be two dudes.
Yeah, so did I.
But I just didn't know what they were doing in it. But again, they proper got into it.
Yeah.
They seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And again,
the fight scenes were brilliant between Helen Mirren and Zachary Levi, to be fair.
It was good.
Like, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good. I just don't know. So, right, let's sort of break it down a little bit then. So, should we talk? We're already onto characters and the actors and stuff like that. As I said, everybody absolutely smashed it. Standouts, I wouldn't even say Zachary Levi, apart from at the very end, that final battle with Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
He got into it then.
Yeah.
He wasn't stupid. It was like he was given an opportunity to act like
properly rather
than acting like a five-year-old kid when this kid's supposed to be 18.
They
made a point so many times of the fact that Billy Batson was about to turn 18, but he's acting 10.
Yeah.
And it just didn't make sense.
And
Zachary Levi's acting again. Not he's got to work with what he's given, I suppose.
Yeah.
But what they've obviously asked him to do, it just didn't fit. When he got serious towards the end, and he was in that final battle, which again we'll talk about some of the scenes, but he really, really did well there.
Yeah.
Standout again: Lucy Liu, Helen Mirren.
Do you know what stand out
really
for me?
Good. I know you're going to say.
Do you?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Freddie. Yeah.
Jack Dylan Grazer. 100%. He was really,
he's fantastic.
Really good in everything I've ever seen him in,
yeah.
To be fair.
He was amazing in both of those films.
Yeah. And he was really good in Shazam 1 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But he completely stole the show in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really amazing.
Good. I would probably argue
he was funny when he was meant to be funny.
Zachary Levy.
He was serious when he was meant to be serious. He brought the entire story together for me.
Yeah.
100%. And I loved the reveal of the third sister.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that, to be fair.
Was Anthea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that. So that whole thing.
Weren't you?
No.
I thought it was glaringly obvious from the moment she appeared on screen.
I just thought, oh, he's getting a little romantic interest because he's the one with the crutches.
No, and I think, that's what made me go, there's something going on here.
Oh, no, I didn't even
just
think
the way
about
that it was too easy. Do you
I was
know
like
I mean?
Too much shit going on over there. I just didn't think about
just
it.
Just came off across too easy. Demon Hunsu as the wizard, just
amazing,
brilliant,
and he was hilarious by being serious.
Yes,
and that's what I enjoyed.
Yeah, again, he could have phoned it in.
Yeah,
he could have felt he's a good actor. He's a respectable actor.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been in some amazing roles from that we've seen him in. I mean, Gladiator was one of the first things I saw him in. He's amazing that he's always like the serious, not always, but often the serious hard man. I mean, he was what's-his-face in Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
Yeah,
but he was really good in this, but he didn't come across as stupid.
No.
And as I said, phoning it in any way, shape or form. His little reveal at the end where he's like decked out in like the suit and the hat and stuff like that, that was brilliant. But the best one, we were both crying, was in Billy's Dream when Gal Gadot turned around and it was his head on Gal Gadot's body.
It was so funny.
That's the point where I think that's the point.
I don't know what happened in that conversation because I was too busy pissing myself laughing.
No idea.
It was fucking
brilliant.
That
was the point where the movie turned the corner. I'd enjoyed it up to that point, but it was all a bit like, I'm enjoying this, but it is a bit silly. But I'm enjoying
the
it, but it's a bit
fucking beard
silly.
Over the breastplates, man. It was...
And then when that happened, I was like, right, this is where this movie's going. This is what this film is. I get it now. I'm all right. It was
even
the fact
had
that...
the headpiece.
Yeah, the headpiece. His character as the wizard had really scraggy grey hair that looked like it hadn't been washed for months.
Yeah.
And then when he was Wonder Woman, his beard was all nice and like jet black dyed and his hair was all curled over his face. And it was just like, they put in proper effort then.
I know.
And that there was obviously a decent amount of CG on that.
Yeah.
That looked good.
It did.
It looked really, really good.
Oh,
in comparison to some of the stuff that Marvel have put out, where it's blatantly like not the actor and it's like a really bad CG.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, She-Hulk, for instance, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That must have taken a decent amount of effort CG-wise.
Floaty head kid in
exactly.
Love and Thunder.
But to get his head on Gal Gadot's body and it just looked seamless.
It's so funny.
It was good.
So funny.
But it had
funny.
To be because it would have taken you out of it.
Yeah.
Even though it was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
It would have taken you out of it completely.
Do you know what's even funnier? I didn't think it was a dream until I saw him wake up. I just thought it was a wizardy thing that he was doing where it's like no one else around notices.
Oh, no, I just thought because he was having dinner with Wonder Woman, I just thought this has got to be a dream.
Yeah, no, I genuinely thought that it was like happening.
It was actually happening.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Absolutely crazy. There were loads of moments in it where it was really funny, though.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the cast, again, I mean, I don't think
there's
anything
else. The adults, they were all brilliant.
Everyone was really good.
The gay storyline with Pedro.
That was amazing.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It
and I loved the reaction to
hinted
it.
Hinted at twice. He came out and everyone was
hinted
like, yeah, we
at.
Know.
It wasn't hinted at. It was like as obvious as it could possibly be. It wasn't hinted
no,
at.
No, but I mean, like, what I mean by hinted is the words weren't said.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But then he just turned around and he was like, we've got something to confess. And he's like, everyone. And we're like, we're superheroes. And he was like, I'm gay.
But I loved their reaction
like, yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
That was absolutely
and
spot
I was
on.
Like, but that's the dream for me. Like, that's what it should be. I'm somebody who doesn't like, obviously, the negative reaction, but I also don't like the overly
no, I know what you mean.
Okay with it conversation either.
Yeah.
That made me cringe just as much. And it's fantastic that that's the response people get, but I didn't want it to be a big deal. It didn't need
to
be.
No, I get what you mean,
and the fact that it's not is where we need to be, and that I really like that.
We're going off on one again, like we always do. Taking a little bit longer this week this time, but yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I've not experienced it myself, obviously. Yeah. But it, I would imagine now that we're in a day and age where it shouldn't be a big deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should just be able to come out like Pedro did, and everyone goes, "That's brilliant." Not like I don't care, but also not like massive. Let's throw a massive party and make a huge deal. Yeah. It should just be, "That's great."
Yeah.
You know, but well done. Congratulations. It's brilliant. And we'll, yeah.
This is something I can't stand when the response is, "I'll love you no matter what." And I think, I understand where you're coming from that, and it sounds lovely, but it also is something that you could say to a murderer. "I'd love you no matter what." It's like, it doesn't matter that this horrible thing is happening to you.
I'll still love you.
And that's the way it can be perceived. So I just like that it was and everyone's like, we knew.
Exactly.
Laters.
No negativity in
Let's
it.
Crack on.
All positive, but not made out to be a huge
Sorry,
deal.
Superhero stuff happening right now.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Pedro, go watch your baseball.
Read the room, Pedro. There's a fucking dragon coming up through the bed. Probably not the best time.
The unicorns.
The unicorns.
I needed to bring up the unicorns.
The unicorns. Very clever.
I love that they turned the whole fairy tale thing of it on its head.
Yeah, I did.
And it was, they were the king of the beasts.
Yeah.
And they looked, I mean, them horns were, it was more like a straightened rhino horn.
Yeah.
It was like, the fact that it ran headfirst into the Cyclops and just stabbed it
but
through the chest.
But they got you there in the right way with the movie as well. It's like, what's the king of beasts? And the wizard says unicorns.
And she's been drawing unicorns all the way through the film and stuff.
Your first reaction is, oh, fucking hell, it's going to be this big white unicorn, like flying unicorns and all that sort of stuff. And it kind of was the hero of unicorns, but it was a darker, not more realistic twist, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it was
like
not as silly as it could have been. I mean, it was mega silly. The Skittles, Taste of the Rainbow,
Taste
when she threw
rainbow.
It. I was like,
I nearly pissed myself at that. You just shook your head. I watched you do it because you were like,
only because I didn't know it was a setup for the best joke in the movie.
And it was.
Now
it
I forgive it because I knew what it was there for.
Taste the rainbow, motherfucker.
I am putting that on a t-shirt.
It was so clever.
That, again, the payoff was absolutely brilliant with it. Going back to, so we've already talked about some of the scenes as well. So obviously we've got that. We've got all the monsters coming out in the city because we're there anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Again, over the top. Very, very cartoony. There were loads of cartoony aspects. Like
seeing
Steve
as there was
the
so much going
like
on,
that,
the CGI was still very good as well.
It was. I mean, it was obvious that it was fake. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They weren't trying to make it look real.
No.
But they weren't trying to make it look like a cartoon either.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at the point where it's that like uncanny valley where it's like you're trying to make it really real, but it just
doesn't.
But
then the dragon
real.
Was the next level on that. So the dragon for me did look real.
No, yeah, but not, it did look real. It looked like it was really there, and so did those monsters.
Yeah.
But they weren't trying to make them look human. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And they weren't trying to make the dragon look like it was a real living, breathing dragon. It was all fantastical, and that's the way. I mean, that's the way that the movie needed to go anyway, because it is not a kids' movie, but it's more of a family orientated movie, should we say. But also, it stops you from looking on it as, well, I can see they're trying to make it really real, but it's just not quite good enough CGI wise. It's easier and it's a better payoff, in my opinion, just to make it look cartoony.
Yeah,
and go down that route. But again, it looked good. And when you're thinking about how stupid it was and how silly it was, it didn't take you out at all.
All
these fantastical creatures sort of coming out of sacks in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Which was gross, but absolutely
brilliant.
Spot on as well.
Yeah.
We've talked about the final scene already, the final fight.
Yeah.
I didn't really get what was going on. That's the only thing I'd say.
You didn't?
No. I still can't really wrap my head around what the plan was. I thought the plan was going to be charge the stick.
That was the plan, and that's what was happening.
Blow it up.
Yeah, that's what
but
happened.
I didn't really see how he was charging the stick or blowing it up.
Didn't you?
Well, no, I don't care why he didn't just. I don't. Well, I.
Why
I
did
assume,
he just shoot it into the stick and do that? Right.
Yeah.
So
that's what I was.
What
expecting.
It was when they first arrived on Earth, he was in his bedroom and he looked at that little electric thing that had come on. And it came on and it did more and more electrical things till it burst.
Yeah.
It was the dome. It was the bigger version of that.
Ah, okay.
So I got that straight away.
Okay, no, so makes sense now.
It was that he was shooting off the bolts from of the electric into the air, and it was bouncing off the dome, so that it was all coming back to the charger,
okay,
so that he could still protect himself with his hands, but there was still getting charged in the meantime.
And then the final charge with the Shazam.
Yeah.
Which then hit the stick, blew him up, and then blew it right.
So he knew he wasn't going to get through from the fire, and then the second time that he did it, he did that dip underneath so that he could,
Yeah. Makes sense now. I just didn't know where he was going.
Yeah.
Because I expected him
straight onto it.
I expected him to somehow just wait till he's got it close.
Yeah.
And then just fire everything into the stick and blow it up. That's what I was, that's what I was waiting for.
So I thought that was going to happen at first.
I was like,
but as soon as he started shooting off, I was like, oh, it's the thing that was in his room.
No, I didn't link them. But it makes sense now.
Yeah.
The scene, can we go back? I mean, because big sort of action pieces was the scene at the start. With the bridge.
Yes.
Again, it was before the whole Demons Hunsu Wonder Woman thing. So again, I hadn't quite got into the sort of the spirit of the movie yet.
I already had because of the woman listening to I Need a Hero.
Yeah, that was brilliant. That's what I was going to say.
So good.
It was amazing.
And then the fact that he caught the car and then he goes, is this actually happening? Are you actually listening to that song while I'm saving you?
Yeah.
And I was brilliant.
But when the music came on, I thought, I'd love it if they did this, because I think that song for a superhero movie is perfect. I know everyone really does it, and I thought they're not going to do it, they're just playing it. And then when he caught it and made the comment about it, I thought that's it, they'll end it now. And they didn't.
No,
it just kept
the music
doing
carried
it
on.
It just kept it's doing
so
it
good.
Absolutely brilliant. And the whole idea of the thing that they were heroes, they still saved everybody on that bridge, all the 162 people or however many there were,
but they all focus on the mess.
Yeah,
like that was
yeah.
the thing that made me laugh. And then they were like, now it's time to save the bridge. And
that's
like,
the only thing we're going
to do. Stop the bridge from collapsing. Today the bridge collapsed.
Exactly. No.
It was so funny.
Love that. Really, really good as well.
Yeah.
What about the ending then?
So which one?
Oh, let's not do post credit chat. So the whole ending with Gal Gadot rolling up and, and Billy's death. But not death.
Billy dying.
Yeah.
As soon as he shouted at him and called him an asshole, that's when I got a bit choked up. I didn't cry for once in my life, but I did get choked up at that point.
Yeah, I did as well,
I was a bit like, wow, okay, they're doing this.
Heavy this, isn't it?
And then obviously they talked about, they go, so it looked like they were burying him on the God's realm.
Yeah, they were,
then.
Because he said if we're going to, he said he was
give him
a God's
burial.
God's
burial. And then obviously, like, they're all standing around, and I was like, okay, so this really is it. He's buried, he's in the ground, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like,
you knew somehow he was going to come back.
Well, I kind of thought as much, but I was like, I don't know how it's going to happen. And then they basically talked about the fact that for the staff to work again, it needs a spark from a god, and there's no gods left. And then we hear.
I didn't like it, but the music again saved it.
It got me. Yeah.
It felt like a cop out. It did feel like a bit of a cop out.
So again, though, they did make a point of talking about Wonder Woman being a demigod earlier on. So everything got set up.
Even if it was only tiny,
everything did get set up. Yeah. And they did make a point of mentioning that she was a demigod.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, because he's just gone and said there's no gods left. And I was like, well, hang on, they said. And then
they said
the
that,
music
yeah.
came on.
See,
I was like,
I didn't
like,
pick up on that really either. No, I didn't pick up on that either.
So then obviously she turns up and she's like, I think I can help here, basically. And she relights that fire.
So dramatic.
She
relights that fire.
Zachary pops up and is like, your heart is my only desire.
The awkwardness of that was boss.
It was
and
brilliant.
I loved, the best part of it was when Freddy is looking at Wonder Woman and then he clocks the fact that Anne's looking at him and he's like, oh, I'm not looking.
So good.
Just little things like that that you wouldn't necessarily notice.
I loved how much they all screamed when he came up the ground as well.
Yeah.
Like it
and
was just
a spider in his mouth.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
That's disgusting, but it's also embarrassing.
It was good. I don't like the fake out deaths in these because I feel like again they've been done to death literally. Yeah. My biggest question with it is we'll talk about post credits in a second, but it's where we're going now with Shazam and where we're going with the DCU. Now, again, we'll get to post credits, but the post credits don't necessarily mean anything.
No.
Does that mean, do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
I know
why
that they might be implying something.
Yeah.
But with what's happening with the DCU, this new Gods and Monsters.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd say, so again, I'll come back to that in a second. She, Gal Gadot said something about it's, we're in the age of gods and men.
Yeah.
Gods and humans or something like that, she said.
And that's something that James Gunn has put out.
Gods and Monsters is
Gods
the next.
And Monsters,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
It.
So is that something to... is that literally just a throwaway line that's been put in there?
Maybe.
And this
because
is to show that we're into
the other
a new
thing
age.
As well, because I was like, oh, but Gal Gadot is not going to be in.
Yeah.
But James Gunn came back out at one point and said, yes, we're not doing Wonder Woman 3. But I haven't sent Gal Gadot away, and I am looking forward to working with her again.
Yeah.
Like, he's basically said that she's still about. It's not saying that that's the end of her as Wonder Woman.
No, I know.
So, I mean, it's not said yes or no either way, but he's basically said, you know, it's not a definitive she's done.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
So...
it's where it's going, though. So, yeah. This movie, I have got a point, I'll come back to it, but it's probably best to make it at the end. So this movie was supposed to come out after The Flash.
Yes.
Okay? And The Flash, as far as we're aware, was going to rewrite everything. Yeah. Or is going to rewrite everything. It's only a couple of months away. So my idea of The Flash is that he's going to cock things up so badly that he ends up completely changing... Well, either we jump to a different universe or he rewrites history, something like that, something along those lines. And the new DCU going forward is just going to be the new universe now.
Yeah.
And the people and the actors and the characters that they want to carry over will carry over. And the ones that they don't, won't.
Is it you that said about a potential rumor?
What?
How, so, you know, we talked previously about they could just end it with... The Flash ended up being stuck in the Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah. Thing. This is me, yeah. So there's a rumor. Take this with a pinch of salt. If you don't want to know, fast forward 2 minutes.
Spoilers.
Potential spoilers.
Well, we don't know.
The rumor is that at the end of The Flash, he's going to end up in another universe.
Yeah.
Thinking he's got home.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Batcave and he's going to walk up to Batman and Batman's going to turn around and it's going to be Clooney's Batman.
Yeah.
And he's stuck there. And that leaves Ezra, thank God, out of the DCU for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then explains, again, the fresh start for this new universe.
Yes.
But yeah, as I said, the general idea seems to be that we're gonna have this new universe. Obviously, some characters will come over, some won't. So Affleck's Batman is gone. Cavill's Superman is gone. We're gonna have a new Batman, new Superman with the Superman legacy.
Yeah.
But certain characters, probably now I would assume Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa's
Aquaman.
Do you know
what, though? I also think that Gal Gadot would work because if they're doing like Superman Legacy, it sounds like they're jumping ahead a little bit. But Gal Gadot
I thought it was older
and it was about his kids.
No, that's not the idea. That's not what I've been told. It's going to focus on a younger Superman. Not an origin story, but a younger Superman.
Oh, okay.
Is where
well, to be
going.
Fair, wherever it sits
but
in
an
the
older
timeline, Gal Gadot's going to be the same age.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously a little bit different, but it's cool because she's always been the same. Like, she's always looked the same as what I'm going for. And the fact that it can be at different points in their lives and she still looks like her.
But the thing is, with Shazam, as I said, this Shazam movie was supposed to be after Flash.
Yeah.
So this Shazam should be in the new timeline.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sure they could have tweaked things.
Yeah.
But the idea is that it's in the new timeline. Now, there's a very, very subtle hint of that. In that they've obviously, in this new movie, they've all got new costumes.
Yes.
For what they had in the first one.
Yeah.
Mary Marvel looks different as Shazam'd version of Mary Marvel.
Yeah.
Because it's the same character playing her as a adult and a kid. You got onto that, yeah?
Yes.
You know, well, yeah, so it's the same actress playing both. But obviously in the first Shazam, it was a different actress played the Shazam'd version.
Yeah.
When there was a flashback in this movie, it was of him breaking the staff. With Dr. Savannah or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That was them all in their current costumes and the new and the current Mary Marvel, and the director was I can't remember who directed it, but he was questioned about it because he was like, well, why in the flashback have you kept the new costumes and have you got some the new actress playing Mary Marvel? And he said, well, it was supposed to be after the Flash, so I saw this and that flashback as a separate universe to what you've seen in Shazam 1, or a rewritten universe to what you've seen in Shazam 1. So I'm hoping that that means, yeah, they might move things around a little bit, but I'm hoping that this is the new universe. The only thing is, Shazam at the start of the movie mentions the Flash.
Yeah.
So he must either remember Flash or there's a different Flash
in the universe.
I'd be all right with a different Flash. The point I was getting at
maybe the end of Flash is the whole point is that he trades a place with someone.
A different
Flash. And they don't announce it, but they go, well, you know, to... Because there's the whole thing about there being two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Flash, and it could be brought out that they go, two of you cannot be in the same universe. Like, that fucks up the feng shui or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And it's that kind of thing. So maybe in the fact that when he gets stuck somewhere, it then means that a Flash on the other side of the universe gets stuck in the new one.
This one.
And that's how that works.
George Clooney's Flash. George Clooney's Batman Flash. Maybe if that's the ending of the Flash, maybe swapped with that Flash.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I thought you meant George Clooney.
No, George. Flash. I'd be all right with that as well. Better than Ezra Miller. Harrison Ford would be better than Ezra Miller. but yeah, so that's where it's going. The point I was trying to get at was, because it is around this ending and the death of Billy / Shazam, was if they're not gonna continue with Shazam, because we don't know they are.
No,
we don't know they are. We don't know they're not. But if they're not gonna continue with Shazam, and we're either gonna recast Shazam, and it's just gonna be like this didn't happen, and it's a new universe, or we're just not gonna bring him into this new DCU.
Yeah,
I would have rather they kept him dead.
Yeah,
that would have just been a perfect
boxed off. Okay,
perfect
done.
Boxed off.
Yeah.
I would have been completely happy with that.
Same.
And part of me again is wondering whether if it was supposed to be after the Flash, and this wasn't going to be continuing, would that have been maybe where they've gone with it?
Yeah.
Because again, it feels like a bit of a weak storyline to kill him and then bring him back to life literally 2 minutes later. But I would have, as much as I enjoy the movie, I would have been completely fine with him being killed. And that was just where we ended that story.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean. Dark, but yeah, I know. Let's talk about the post. Well, it is, but do you know what? It's to a degree, it's a brave ending. For a movie, particularly a movie that's been so silly all the way through, I'd have been completely on board with that. Even if they brought him back in a later movie, I'd have been okay with that. But again, it would have felt very Superman-esque.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly what they did in Justice League. Let's talk about post-credits then.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the post-credits that we got first.
Okay, yeah.
And then we'll try and figure out the post-credits that nobody got. So, Peacemaker characters.
Yeah.
James Gunn's wife and the other dude.
Is that his wife?
Do you not know that's James Gunn's wife?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's James Gunn's wife.
And then IT dude.
And the IT dude. Recruiting him for the Justice Society.
Yeah.
Okay. So that looks like he's going to be continuing the DCU. But
so it could mean that he ends up in the Amanda Waller series. That's what I've thought.
Yeah, could do, couldn't it?
That's what's been on my mind. Is he going to be in the Amanda Waller series?
Yeah, maybe.
And that's how he continues for now.
Yeah. Even just cameos.
Yeah.
Just to show that he's still in this new DCU.
I mean, they could do it with the kids. So he wouldn't need to pay the kids as much.
Just about saving money.
I'm thinking about money saving, aren't I? Cost of living crisis, guys.
Skittles. Just give them Skittles. who's the Justice Society then? Who is? So it's not Justice League.
No. So I think Harley Quinn will be in it.
Oh, it's just a Suicide Squad then, though, isn't it?
No, I know. But I think Harley Quinn will be about.
Yeah.
I think she's too good an opportunity to miss.
Do you think Margot Robbie's a bit done with it now?
She might be. I don't know. Okay. But I reckon it'll be that. Possibly Shazam. Peacemaker. Because they've said that Peacemaker Season 2 has to happen after Amanda Waller, so there's got to be something going on with him in that for that to be the next thing. I think it's going to be people that we don't necessarily know.
Yeah, like lesser superheroes.
Yeah.
Like Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one from the Justice League.
No.
Just some others, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Newer characters who are going to be introduced, like this Monster Squad or whatever. Not Monster Squad, you know what I mean, though. What are they called? Creature Commandos, that's it. Not the Monster Squad. Creature Commandos. Right, let's talk about the final post-credit scene, then.
Don't fucking get it.
Dr. Zhivago, Savannah, whatever his name was. Mark Strong.
I need to watch the first Shazam again, because I do not remember him.
He's the baddie from
I know he was the baddie, because I saw the flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't remember him.
So he had the seven deadly sins. He had the power of the seven deadly sins, which are those monsters in the lair. Do you remember that at all?
No.
No, okay. So he was the baddie, basically.
I need to watch Shazam
again.
You
need to watch it again. Yeah, you do. So he's in the... Right. If you've not watched this yet, get this. So, because I don't get it. I don't know whether I fell asleep and this is all a dream. But it's Dr. Savannah in prison.
Yeah.
With pictures of Shazam that he's drawn on the walls of Shazam getting killed and all that sort of stuff. Because he's obviously gone crazy. 2 years he's been in prison. And then this caterpillar. a big caterpillar.
Alice.
A big caterpillar.
Come with me.
With a little... with like a light on his chest.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got some sort of like robotic computery thing in him.
Maybe that's this universe's version of The Flash.
It's better than Ezra.
Gosh.
Is there talking like... Do you know who he sounded like? He sounded like what's his face from The Winter Soldier, the doctor who gets put into the computer. Do you know who I mean? Toby Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. He sounds like Toby Jones' character. Like he's like obviously he's speaking through like a speaker or something.
Yeah.
I don't know whether and then he basically says...
Was he in the first Shazam? Was there a worm in there?
No.
I mean, it's not a worm, is he? Like he said a worm, but he
was not.
He had legs.
Yeah, it was like a caterpillar type thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I honestly don't know. But he's on the windowsill and he's basically telling him that, don't worry, the plan is coming together. Something along those lines. And he's like, but I've been waiting here for 2 years. And he's like, don't worry, I'm nearly done. I'm going to go now, but I'll be back soon. And then he just kind of like crawls off.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
No, I'm so
I really, really don't get it.
No.
I feel a bit disappointed. I mean, yeah. I want it to be a little bit like vague, but... Unless I'm just never heard about a supervillain who looks like a caterpillar. I don't know. I honestly don't know what to think. I don't actually know what else to say.
He's just not quite there yet, but he becomes a baddie called the Chrysalis.
I just don't know what to say about that scene.
No.
It was very intriguing and it's obviously got us asking questions.
Yeah.
But I was just a bit confused.
Do you not think that the baddie was starting to look like Dr. Eggman from Sonic?
Yes, a little bit.
He was like had a Charles Bronson look about him.
Do you know what the most annoying thing about that scene is, though? Well, it's never going to go anywhere.
No.
We will never know what that thing was, because the DCU is going to start soon and it'll just be like, get wiped out completely.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No.
A little bit of me thought at first, is it something to do with Brainiac? Is it Superman baddie? It's like an alien?
Well, so there's a couple of links that there could be in general, but...
Who?
So,
the very hungry caterpillar.
So
I didn't know that was DC.
Again, he could also be working for Amanda Waller.
The worm.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Strange things have happened.
Exactly.
Maybe there's a talking shark in the last one.
Or, I mean. I know it's now a different universe, but the last time we'd seen Lex Luthor, for example, he was being thrown into the...
So what, he's turned into a worm?
No, he hasn't turned into a worm, but he might be a go-between.
What, yeah?
He said he can't get very far very fast, didn't
he?
So
basically.
Maybe
yeah,
he's just like having a gab with Lex.
I don't know. It's just throwing me completely.
Maybe the caterpillar's just like a hype man getting them all riled up.
Maybe it was Lex Luthor talking and it's just he's using the worm as like a messenger thing, you know, like it's
like
just
a robotic caterpillar.
Yeah basically it's like,
and that's why it's got a little light up thing.
That's why
it's battery.
That's got to be the more realistic option. I mean, it's not realistic in the slightest, but that's got to be the more... We can't have the evil whatever club called led by a caterpillar. It'd be stupid. Although Donald Trump was in charge of the USA for 4 years. So, again, stranger things have happened. And we had Boris Johnson for what felt like 20.
Oh, fucking hell.
Exactly.
Go to work. Don't go to work.
Fucking But yeah, there you go. That's it. We're utterly confused.
Yeah.
But to wrap up then, it wasn't very good. It wasn't.
But it was also brilliant.
But I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Same.
I don't want to compare it to the first Suicide Squad, but I'd kind of put it on. It was better. It was a better movie than the first Suicide Squad. But I really enjoyed the first Suicide Squad when I first watched it.
The Will Smith one?
Yeah.
Oh, it was well better than that one.
No, I know it was better than that, but I still really... I don't now. I've watched it again, but when me and you went to watch the first Suicide Squad, I think we both came out...
Did we watch that first one together?
Yeah,
the Will Smith
Odeon
one?
Odeon and Bronbury, yeah.
I don't remember much about it. I just remember they all knew each other for 5 minutes and then we're family.
Family.
Fuck off.
Fast 10.
Stupid idiots.
I like the reference to Fast and the Furious, though, because Helen Mirren was in Fast and the Furious.
Was she?
Yeah, yeah. She's, who's the British? Jason...
Statham.
Jason Statham's mum.
Oh.
Fast like six or whichever. Well, I don't know. We're on like 20 or something now. But yeah, wasn't very good. But thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
need to be very, very
no.
good. It doesn't need to be a really big, thinky, complex film.
No.
But Marvel need to be more thinky and complex.
Yeah.
Do you know what, right? And we're not slagging off Marvel or anything like that. I enjoyed that more than I did Quantumania.
No, I enjoyed Quantumania
more. Did you?
More.
I enjoyed this more.
Yeah, so
I think Quantumania was a better movie, but I enjoyed this more. And I think I enjoyed this more because I expect crap from DC and I get something that I really enjoyed. And I think with Quantumania, it was a better film, but I expected better.
I think the reason it tips over the edge for me with Quantumania is because I enjoyed Kang so much and I was anticipating him being brilliant.
No, I'll give you that, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Jonathan Majors. He was amazing, to be fair.
So he made that film for me 100%.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But yeah, that's our review anyway.
Yeah.
Should we see what the listeners think? Should we do Pod Fans Assemble?
Yes.
Pod Fans Assemble.
Feels like ages since I've said this, but we did our poll and we asked you to drop us a comment. So 67% loved it.
Amazing.
13% said it was okay. But it did still have 20% of hate.
I don't get the hate.
I don't get the hate.
And again, though, I don't think it was good, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it depends what you expect when you're going in to watch it.
Yeah.
I think totally. if you've gone into that expecting like a really, really good high quality movie, you've not watched the trailers or anything else DC. But I enjoyed it.
So Solizano said, "Excelente." Do you know what? It was Hercules.
What?
When Phil's watching him fight his first monster with Meg.
Yeah.
And he's like, nice excellent work. Day. Excellent day. Anyway.
Anyway.
Bit of Disney
it's been a
for
long
you there.
Night.
Stacey Bowler said, me and my family loved this movie. It was funny, sad, and action-packed. And then to see all the cast back was amazing. We loved Shazam. I can't be bothered with all the politics. Just go and enjoy.
Spot on.
Fair.
I agree. I agree with 100%. Every word of that. Absolutely spot on.
We then had Sha2G, who said, why wasn't Shazam 2 in 3D like the first movie? Especially for a movie that has a bigger budget than the first movie and releases between Avatar 2 through 7 and in between Doctor Strange 2 and 3.
I don't like 3D movies.
I don't like 3D movies.
This was perfect 3D fodder, though.
Yeah, it was.
This
with
been,
the dragon blowing the fire and all that been, kind of stuff. Yeah. Like that would have been
3D
perfect.
Makes me ill. And I think it was overused and it was a bit of a fad. But this was the perfect type of movie. Because it's not something that you needed to take too seriously.
I think 3D has the opposite effect for me and that's why I don't like it. I feel like it takes me out of it.
Yeah, but I don't feel like you
needed to be... But it's because I'm very aware. And I mean, I did the cardboard glasses when I was a kid. And then I got to the actual, just the glasses
ones.
With the actual rim. Yeah. But it still took it out for me. And I just...
But I feel like with this movie,
because of it.
But I feel, no, neither do I. It's like I couldn't go and watch like a Marvel movie where I had to think and focus and stuff like that. Like I couldn't have watched Endgame in 3D or anything like that.
No.
Nightmare. I think the last movie I can remember watching in 3D was Iron Man 3, and it just made it a struggle because there was a lot of thinky and you
think
know what I mean?
I saw the first Avatar in 3D.
Oh yeah, probably that as well. Yeah,
I think that was the last thing I saw
oh,
in 3D.
I watched Iron Man, but this because you didn't have to think too much about this movie. Mm. This would have been all right. I could have watched this in 3D. I'm going to take Jake to watch this and I would actually consider taking him in 3D.
Yeah.
Saying to watch it, particularly because I've already seen it. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Kind
Fair.
of.
So Joe said, Shazam Fury of the Gods captures the same lightning in a bottle heart and emotion of the first. The most fun I've had watching a superhero movie in years. Go see it if you miss unique cape flicks. Also, the post-credit scene was perfection.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
The one with the word. I mean, I suppose if you get it, it probably is. Maybe there's just something in there that we don't get and we haven't wrapped our head around yet. And there's people sitting there going, oh my God. It's the, it's the worm.
Not the worm.
Holy shit. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't get it, though. I didn't get it. The problem is,
beautiful,
do you know what? Should we be dead honest? The problem is, Joe, we read your comment about the final scene being perfection before we saw the final scene when we were watching the credits roll. And I think we got ourselves hyped up.
What did we miss?
Exactly.
So then Jandosa James said, absolutely loved it. It has a different tone than the first one, but is just as good. An amazing film. I love the acting, the story, the SFX, the music, the comedy. It's a solid 9 out of 10. It looks as if Shazam will be staying in the DCU, which is so great.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I would assume
there's no reason for it to go anywhere, to be fair, is there?
No, but so. I just don't, again, it's 2 years off before this new DCU starts.
Yeah.
And a lot can change, clearly.
Exactly. I mean, hello, said welcome back, which was very lovely. Thank you. Saw a screening of Fury of the Gods on Tuesday and loved it so much I'm going to see it again on opening day. It's a fun, funny and thoroughly engaging superhero romp that is buoyed by a charming cast, great performances, especially Jack Dylan Grazer, who steals every scene.
Completely agree. Jinx, 43.
And a heartfelt, relatable story. It's got some great action and monsters, but that cameo felt unneeded and tacked on.
Yeah.
Does everything work? No. But it's better film than some reviews suggest, and I hope those two post-credit scenes bode well for the return of the Shazamily in the new DCU.
Love that.
No Shazamming indoors.
Love that.
No BTW. Indoor,
exactly. I agree with everything in that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Me too.
Jack Dylan Grazer, amazing. The cameo did feel tacked on. No, I know you do. You only like the music.
No. I actually really love Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
No, I mean, I do, but it felt tacked
on. It did, but I'm okay with seeing her again.
No, I know, I'm all right with it as well, but it just felt a bit tacked.
Even so much that I'm happy to watch Wonder Woman 2 1984 again.
Oh, God. I'm going to watch that. Shit, I forgot we'd agreed to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, we'll talk about that potentially.
Wait.
Maybe in a minute. That's us, though. That's everyone for Podfans Assemble.
Yeah.
Thank you for everyone who's got involved. It's lovely getting messages from you all, obviously, and that we can include on the podcast.
Especially on our first one back in a while. Like,
exactly, yeah.
To get that much of a response, we were chuffed. So thank
Absolutely
you.
Made up. Cheers. Let's shout out patrons as well. Thanks to the patrons. So thanks to Geekin8, Kenneth, Night Spearhead, Richard, Jessica, Avid Gamer, Sheldon, and Michael for supporting the show. Patrons get exclusive access to our bonus podcast Into the Podverse with brand new episodes every month. This month we've released the Morbius commentary. Not done a commentary before.
No,
it was an effort because we had to sit there for 2 hours, what felt like 10, watching that garbage again
and find things to say and not sit quietly, because that's a thing that I fall into all the time. So trying to
talk through the film, but also trying not to just sit there and go, shit, 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 crap, shit.
And here we are in the Batcave.
It was an effort.
Yeah.
But, you know, not to brag, but we've got some good feedback from patrons who've listened to that, seem to enjoy it. So, yeah, if you're not a patron, you want to check out the commentary and you feel brave enough to sit through Morbius again, then, yeah, you can go and check it out.
And there's a bunch of content there. It's not just that. There's tons of stuff.
Loads of episodes on there as well. Yeah. So they get access to the brand new episodes of that. Patrons also get discounts off merch and the ability to listen to the show being recorded live every week as well. If you want to access that content and support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/thatsuperherothing. Or hit the link in the description, because there'll be one in there when I write the description. By the time you're listening to this, I'll have already done it. Should we wrap up then? So thanks for listening. Don't forget to come back to our next episode.
Don't come back. Good marketing.
Don't do it. Don't forget to come back for our next episode. I've written for our review of, but we don't know what we're doing yet. So we'll probably see in about 3 months. No, we won't.
No.
We'll be back either next week or the week after.
Yeah.
If there's something good to review next week, we'll do that. I'm very, very tempted to do Wonder Woman, but maybe not. to record the commentary. I don't know yet. Let's see. I'll see how I feel. See how much strength I've got. Okay. But yeah, maybe. Plus, we'll be talking on the next episode as well, all the latest combat movie news. If you don't already, make sure to check out our socials at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all the latest updates on the show and calls to action for next week's Pod Fans Assemble. And finally, if you've enjoyed the show, make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review on Apple or Spotify. Helps us out massively. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher we go up the charts, and the more people will find the show. And again, thank you for everybody who has already left us a rating.
Cheers, guys.
And or a review as well. I don't know what to do next week now. I really enjoyed doing the commentaries, and I kind of want to watch Wonder Woman 1984 now, so I'm kind of tempted to do a bad movie review / commentary for the Patreon next month. But yeah, other than that, I think we're done. I don't know what time it is. My watch has even turned off. It's 12:15. It's been a long day. I really enjoyed that, though. It was good. And do you know what? It sounds a bit cheesy. I'm really glad that we're back. It's been a bit of an extended break.
Indeed.
We won't have a break this long again.
No.
This is our last chance, I suppose, now. If you don't hear from us again, thanks.
We've died.
We haven't died. Andy, it's too dark.
Sorry.
It's Paddy's night.
Taste the rainbow, motherfuckers. Bye! Bye!